right. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a different edition of the Secular Foxhole podcast because we are using Boomcaster and we are live and on camera as well. So it's kind of exciting. Pardon my background, but I do have some beautiful sunlight coming in this morning. It's going to be over 70 degrees here in eastern U.S.
Wow. Is that the Indian summer then?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's been that way for a couple of 3 days. And it's been very delightful, believe me, because, you know, to have this kind of late and early, especially in early November, when it's obviously much colder. For the most part, it's a nice change. But I'm struggling to be awake, nonetheless. Yeah. But we have some interesting topics. Yeah. And I think what I want to start off with, Martin, and how are you?
I'm fine. And we'll talk about how we could get boosted. As now we are talking live, so in the audio, yes, you will not see it, but I will do a selfie of his Boostgram t-shirt from fountain.fm. So you could get a boost of that, a fuel of that. We will talk about feedback. We could talk about how you could support our show, because now we are entering this new area. We need lots of shiny gadgets, so to speak, like tools like Boomcaster to subscribe to that and other things like that. But also to joke that this show is part sponsored of a tea blend that I've done with another co-host, Johan Gustafsson, of our podcast about tea. And it's called Tea Van. Now I did it wrong, of course. I will see here. Sponsored by Tan. Tan Tea V number 4. Could you guess what that is? It's
no
a play
idea.
With words, but it has something to do with space. So we could let our listeners and yourself there to guess that. So if they get it right, they could maybe get a sample of this tea blend in the future.
That'd be fun.
Like only mention it. We'll test talk about that, how the fuel is coming, you know, all the gasoline and the pump and so on. So that could be something also that we could be so-called sponsored by, but by a catalyst. So maybe I will include that in the show notes also. So, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful idea. Good. Good.
We will sort of new sandwich segment, and you called it...
I called it a sloppy Joe today because...
And what's that for our international listeners?
The international audience, it's basically, it's hamburger meat, but it's not formed into a patty. It's just when you brown it in a skillet, and then you put your seasoning in it or whatever, then you get your bun ready and you just pour the contents of the skillet onto the bun. And you can either with a fork and so on, but or you can try to pick it up if you want and get it all sloppy.
Yeah.
So that's why that's what sloppy Joe means here in the United States. It's just a variation of a hamburger, but it's not formed into a patty.
Yeah. Go ahead. So I'm getting hungry now, and we will talk a little about that also. Of course, the content with the fundamental ideas and call to action and how we want to spread the good word about things and so on. That will be what we have a description of a show, you know, liberalism, capitalism, and so on.
Individualism.
And freedom of expression. What's it?
Right.
Yeah, reason.
Don't forget individualism.
No, yeah, and that's the whole thing. So we are reaching out to the thinking individual, with one person out there. For example, former guests, future guests, and the listeners that we have. So to think about one out there. So we are asking you, the individual also, to support our work here. So that's like bouncing back and forth, because already now I feel, because now it's on video, you concentrate on that, but also on the audio. So this is new for us. So you have to take it as it is. We will use this if everything is, knock on wood, working fine. as an MP3 at the end after the editing and make it into a podcast episode of the Secular Fox Show, number 60. But it's also this extra now material that's somewhere hopefully going out. I haven't checked it. So if it's going out on Facebook now and YouTube and LinkedIn.
Oh.
So maybe I will dare to do that during when you're talking. But it's when you have video, you concentrate on that also. So that's the thing. It's new for us. But the news sandwich segment is, again, hat tip to Amy Peikoff. So we will continue with that. Some good thing, some not so good, and some good. And sometimes it could be, become sloppy also. But now we could, now I don't have anything to eat here, but we could talk about that. You know, what's your favorite sandwich? Like, is it a Dagobert double-decker? Is he around still, the cartoon, Dagobert?
Don't know that one. Nope,
no, never, maybe it's some, know. It's some, probably some else in English, but it was this guy who always had this double-decker sandwich.
Don't know that one
it's
at
an
all.
American series, so cartoon. And then, of course, we'll talk about, now I moved away from the microphone, so we will see about that, but tea. So that's my beverage of choice.
Yeah, good tea. And let me say this real quick, Martin. Your picture has gotten blurry, terribly blurry all of a sudden.
What's that then? Click to see device. It says standard on my microphone, Rode NT USB Mini. FaceTime, HD camera, standard Rode USB Mini, Chrome browser, and Mac OS. But yeah, that was interesting.
It's gotten a little better just since you stood up there. It went bad again. No.
Could it be then? I will check here. My I have my the connection. I have it saying here on the network here that the fiber, the Wi-Fi that I have. So it doesn't say any. But it's going down. It's on the top. So so that will be something we'll investigate.
Yes, true. All right. I do want to reiterate something that Martin once discussed. We are asking for contributions to the show through Fountain, the Fountain app, and through PayPal.
Yeah.
And Martin has a Patreon account.
Yeah,
and which we will supply those links at the end in our show notes.
Yeah,
that you know, we, as much as we enjoy and have enjoyed doing the show, it does cost a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. We have monthly subscriptions to cover, and new equipment to buy every once in a while, like this. My new mic and my new headphones, so on and so forth. And we, in order to keep going, we want to reach out to that one thinking individual, or however many thinking individuals there are, which we hope there are many millions.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Now I interrupted you, Blair, but please continue soon. Often we have the stats, but today I'm not reading the stats, but it's going in the right. So now I'm showing on the video in the right trend, I think. Stable, but it's getting there. So and that's, and we will focus on the positive. But you are a dog person also, right? And you have cats.
Yes, I
also.
Am. Or I deny cats.
No,
I have two
dogs. I'm a cat person. So we could have a bit of battle here. I say the internet is, you know, controlled or created by cats. And I will come back to that with the Fediverse and how to mix up things. Because sometimes it could be the bad things that you concentrate and focus on. And because it's lots of things out there. But we don't want to be sad. But maybe, you know, maybe you could have for the audience here a little of sad puppy face here. That's an expression. Maybe that will get the thing. And we don't want people to sacrifice, to feel guilty, or they have to give something to us. But we appreciate
it. No, of course not.
But that's the expression, sad puppy. And
this is. Yeah.
And I also wrote about some are sad puppies at Twitter. You know, things going on there. but especially people using Twitter, like this, you know, creature, AOC, That said, oh, now I'm taking my beverage again. This is less than $8 per month, and it's good quality tea. But if you go to Starbucks and have your whatever, mocha, latte, frappuccino with added things, it costs more than $8, right?
Right.
So if you want to have a, and now I'm doing on the screen here, blue check mark. I don't have it yet, but I'm thinking of it really now. It's a cost then, of course, but it's also signal. Like our previous guest, Robert Trasinski, has that. I think he got it from them. Before you got it, they were handed out to you. You couldn't, you know, ask for it. You maybe you could ask, but you were on a list. Now you could, in a way, I think, I'm not sure about that, to buy it, but I'm not sure about that. So we have to check in that. We'll because, you know, that. Elon Musk wants to have a return on his investment pretty soon, I think.
Yes, he would.
So
yes,
if you would. Keep that for the people or users that only already have it, and some it will trigger that you want it.
Sure.
I don't know if this is true, but this president that I have, and now maybe will not be listened in some parts in the world, but the president that sounded, a country sounded like what you are eating on Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Yeah. He said something about, so that's why they have now changed the pronunciation. So you don't say Turkey, you said Turkey or something like that.
Oh, if gosh.
But anyway, he didn't want to pay this $8. And I heard that from some, I thought it was on Bulwark, I think, but he should probably could afford that, right? Anyway, so
yeah, probably. You think so?
So that's what we are babbling about now, to support us and not have a puppy face, sad puppy face. So
no,
please
no,
check
no
out surprise. The new podcast apps and stream some Satoshis, boost us, send us PayPal if you want, as long as you could use PayPal. I hold my finger, cross my fingers, because that's also something going on, you know.
Yes, with, another thing.
PayPal,
that's there.
But the free market will take care of that also. New
alternatives, yes.
Things will going on. But I like personally PayPal, and it's funny. With wasn't Elon Musk one of PayPal back in the day?
They were one of the original investors, if not the one. But yeah. But we are talking about Elon Musk here for a few minutes, and I was struck by this gentleman named Mark Moss. He's sort of a libertarian Bitcoiner.
Yeah.
And we are not libertarians, I must reiterate. But he did have an interesting thought on his show the other day that no one's really getting why Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to give his take on it, which I'm going to excuse myself from the screen here and get to this.
You will do a live reading on the live show.
That's right. So this is an article that we'll put in the link or put in the show links. Let's see. Think of Elon Musk's Twitter takeover less like a typical private equity play where he fixes the business and sells it, and more like Jeff Bezos's purchase of the Washington Post.
Hmm.
It's all about influence, and Musk has already used Twitter to market and sell products, engage with and denigrate regulators and critics, and spread his views to more than 100 million followers. But I think also this gentleman, Mark Musk, was saying something about the Web 3. Now, do you know more about, I bet you know more about that than I do.
We had a guest there, David Wexler, that he talked about, you know, you should have a concept for words, ideas, what's going on. And then hopefully then rational ones that's related to what you're saying. But it's also, you know, these fads and trendy things and hit things, what's going on. So Web 3.0, you could wonder, what's that really? But I see that, you know, the first phase was Web 1.0, the regular websites, lots of HTML codes and simple. You went to different websites that was connected, you know, mm-hmm. it was an invention in a way that we could also talk about. Shouldn't they be real private? It was based on, you know, back in the day, ARPANET, the military thing, I think. And that we come back with this Fediverse, other things. But, and then it came 2.0 is like Facebook, also Twitter, YouTube, Google things, social things, and others, TikTok now, where you get, in a way, you decide and you sign for their, you know, terms of service. But then you often get, how should I say, walled garden.
Mm-hmm.
So then you are inside their application. So that's 2.0. Now, when we have seen all this commotion, what's going on? People want to push different agendas. Some want to censor others, and some are like Elon Musk, free absolutist. And we will see if it really is that or not. I mean, if you then say something then and then block somebody, are you that or not? Or that we could have a discussion about. So this is then coming to 3.0, that is really decentralized in all ways. Nobody could shut it down. You decide who you are talking with, and also that you will not, that in a way could be positive, but it also could be negative. This algorithm, you know, feeding you advertisers, but also, and that could be positive things if you want to, you know, see a new shiny gadget or a microphone. So now I'm saying microphone. So maybe it will show up in my feed now about microphones or boom arms or whatnot, or tea, or
so
that could be good.
But
it could also be that they check your date, mine your date, and see, okay, Martin said that about, for example, real Donald Trump on Twitter, if he will come back there. And then I will get feeded by all kind of political things. And then you can't decide by your friends who getting in this stream. And then people I see getting fed up with that. And that's probably, and we could take that already now. So it's something called Meta, that's Facebook. Meta. And then you, and that's their name of how they want to have their world, their walled garden. But then you have every platform like Facebook or Twitter have their own. You know, you have to sign a contract in a way in order to terms of service.
Okay, I see.
But often you can't, you know, talk with other platforms out. Sometimes you could share them. You know, we could share a podcast episode to Twitter, for example. Now we are also streaming, if everything is going well, on YouTube, on Facebook, LinkedIn. So that's then it's going to another platform. But still, we want to have our platform, our hub also. That we will also talk about. How could we, you know, have a backup maybe on whatnot? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Odyssey or Rumble or whatnot.
Yeah.
But then the Fediverse is connected, you could say, different platforms, different networks into one. But they are very freely connected.
I see. All right, well. Okay,
and
well,
that's one of the biggest one aware of that is Mastodon. So like podcastindex.social, or as we had our guest Warren, he mentioned freeatlantis.com. That's also a Mastodon service, or it you and I, we could start our own, but we have one already on Heartland, you know, the secular foxhole on Heartland. But you could start your own. And at the beginning, now I'm rambling here, I've got this, you know, interrelay chat feeling about it, a bit nerdy, geeky, not the user experience at the beginning. I was, what's going on here? But now I've catched on it. And then now I'm coming back to this algorithm and the dopamine kick. I don't feel stressed. Do you remember, do you use Instagram?
Very rarely. Yeah.
Okay. And I like photos, and it's now owned by Facebook. And I like it because I could see, you know, photos of cats or tea or whatnot, podcaster equipment. But at the beginning, when I started with Instagram, I always started almost the day with scrolling on the one that I followed. And also at the end, you know, I didn't want to so-called missed something. And when I got this introspection, okay, what's going on here? So now I don't do that, but it's very easy to You know, you get into the zone, not in a positive way, maybe, but it's also consumption. It could be inspiration. It could be fun, relaxing. I mean, whatever.
Yes, sure, sure.
So that I see with this Fediverse and Mastodon, it's more slow pace. You don't feel stressed. Of course, if it's a big one, but then you have also that maybe you see things that you don't agree with, but then you could so-called not shadow ban, but you could get them, put them on a filter even block them if you want. So it's
if you have
interesting.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
But I will not leave Twitter. We could joke about that. All you people that are upset about Musk now and moving to Canada, whatever. I mean, please do leave Twitter if you don't like it. But I will stay as long as it's, as he said, his goal with it. But we will see. We'll watch you, Elon.
Yes, well, what are you doing? And since I
talked about Amy Peacock, I mean, she is on Parler.
Parler. Mm-hmm.
And they have a very interesting way how they, set up their system. And then it's, again, the free market decide who will
true
be
enough.
Popular, who will play around, or you could be on different ones and so on. So please continue with this article if you want to wrap that up.
Yeah, no, well, it was just the thought of, having a digital marketplace, I guess. So
yeah.
A very large one.
Did he mention this Dodge coin or some other? Because Elon Musk is involved in not the Bitcoin thing, but some other cryptocurrency.
As far as I know, he did not mention that. So I have to find, I didn't listen to the entire episode, but it was something I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's good.
So we'll try to link to all those things.
Yeah.
And that was one of the articles or subjects I wanted to talk about. Then the other, so that's sort of good news.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a sloppy Joe today. So
it's getting sloppy.
Depends on how you look at it. And I'm not I want Musk to succeed. And certainly in SpaceX.
Yeah.
And so on. Because I want humans to get off the planet. That's my long range dream for the human race to get out into the stars.
Yeah. His issue could be, now I interrupt you, but his issue could be personal things, I think, similar to other characters. I mean, how they behave and what's going on and so on. But maybe that's a chapter for some other time. So please continue.
And then this is bad news, and it's really pathetic and stupid news here in the United States, which we seem to be generating at an unstoppable rate. Some creature on a talk show named Sonny Hostin, Hostin, smears Republican female voters as cockroaches voting for Raid. Raid is a pesticide here in the States.
Product placement for that? What she's getting for that?
I wonder if she's getting paid for that, right?
Talking about that, it's a good one. That's another thing that we will come back, what's going on in Iran. And I remember Cox and Forkham had that good cartoon about the cockroaches there. They are really, because it's hard to get away with them, but it will happen sooner or later.
I speak for myself, but I probably, Martin agrees that we fully support the women in Iran standing up to the
mullahs,
theocracy, the subhuman clerics, and hopefully they will prevail. So that's good news. That's what's going on. Certainly good news for freedom.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I wanted to talk about is to reiterate your support for our show.
Yeah.
So those were my three topics.
Yeah. So maybe that will be for another episode, but it was recently Rob, our previous guest, Robert Krasinski, Rob. He wrote an article about D. Do you want to say something about that, or should we leave it for next time? Because it's something to chew on, really.
Well, since Election Day here, today is Saturday, and Election Day here in the United States is Tuesday, coming this coming Tuesday.
Okay, wow, so it's already,
Yes, thank goodness. There's no, there'll be no more ads and polluting your mailbox with posts, you know, postcards of vote for me, blah, blah, blah. That'll be done. D stands for democracy was Rob Trzynski's latest article. And he provided a great deal of food for thought about why people should vote for Democrats this coming Tuesday. And I'm not going to say any more about that article, but because it's I'll let you should read it for yourself.
Do that. And say what you're thinking to Rob directly and to us.
Yes.
Because it's really something to chew on. So then you could do a boostergram and write a, you know, digital telegram and say, you know, what do you think? So that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, he pointed, I'll just give a brief overview. Yep. He pointed out the horrors of what the Trump-led GOP are planning, and it was it's quite convincing. So to think about what he's saying, it makes a lot of sense. But obviously each individual decides for themselves, because here, as far as I'm concerned, a plague on both your houses is how I look at the political parties here in the United States. There's an old saying, a plague on both your houses, which means, you know, neither one of you, neither party has, neither party represents what America stood for and what should stand for, which is individualism, freedom, capitalism. So both have betrayed that in spades. But it's because of politics isn't in a vacuum. It's the end result of an underlying philosophy, and that philosophy is corrupt and rotting everything around it. So anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah.
For and, the day. And
this is a bit sloppy then, but we will do some ending here also. What do you think then? So we will get in synchronized again, so to speak, to joke. It's now 5 hours difference, but this evening or night, it's
On, here in the States, we Sunday. Turn back our clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
so
turn
daylight
back our
savings
clocks.
Time. What do you say about that?
I love it. Yeah. I think it's, you know, I have no issue with it forever. I've never had an issue with it. I think it's perfectly fine. That's never interfered with my life.
Yep.
I think people complain about it just to complain.
Yeah.
So again,
because I know it could be a hot potato, this. It's interesting how people could. But it's interesting also if we could get, as I said, to dig a bit further. Why is this? And should it be up to the different states or regions or countries or where it's coming from, and also, you know, what it's doing on our body with the light.
General history of it is that when the world, it was before industry, it was all agriculture. So you would switch when the seasons switch, you'd switch the time to get at least a little more daylight to be able to bring more crops in. That's a very loose description or definition. It's not even a definition, but it's a loose description of what I think might have been the reason for it.
I have heard about that, and we will then include that in the show notes to see if that's a thing or what's going around. So like the up early in the morning, milking the cows. And so we are now milking these topics here. But we'll end with a positive feedback. We are sad puppies. We didn't get any boostograms or streaming Satoshi, what I know about. But you could, catch up for next time. But we have some great feedback that you sent me one and one directly here to both of us. So we could say a future guest here, Ken West. He says, you guys do a great job on your podcast. It would be an honor to be a guest. That's coming wonderful. from an author for freedom fighter.
Yes, he's written several. Yes, freedom fighter.
And a businessman. It's great. So thanks, Ken. It made my day when you sent that, and you're so positive. Wonderful. Because we're doing back and forth here about the timing and booking and scheduling and so on. So
yes, that's right. Yeah.
And also introspection, because. Fault. No, it's not your. It's going back and forth, and this is how it's podcasting true. Life is going.
That's true. That's true. Though, yeah.
And we will, accelerate here. And do you want to say something about that? That you send the link here to the page, website, or home page for the book, A Declaration of and Constitution for a Free Society. So the book company, how to say the publisher.
Yeah, the publisher. Yeah. Publisher posted our podcast with the author of A Declaration and Constitution for a Free Society on the publisher's website, or the book's website at the publisher's main website. So that's another milestone and great thing for us. And so those things, again, positive things are happening.
Yep,
and our trend is in the right direction now, getting more listeners, more good things happening, wider audience. I think the last one of the last statistics that Martin said on one of our previous shows, we have downloads in 80 countries, which I think is quite remarkable, and we are very appreciative of that, and. I'm just looking at the clock, Martin. I do have to kind of wrap it up here in a couple minutes. Yeah, but
sounds good.
But thank you. I think this Boomcaster is pretty cool.
Yep.
But for you, your picture keeps fading in and out, but mine seems to be clear.
Okay.
Now, it could be,
It looks good on my computer, but it could something. So we will reach out to Harry of Boomcaster. And thanks again. Hat tip to Danny Brown of that mentioned that in his newsletter and on Twitter and other things like that. And also had on his own podcast show, Pod Chat, he had an interview with Harry Harry from Boomcaster. So cool. Thanks again that. So with that note, talk soon again and cheerio. And
Thanks, Martin.